All right, what's happening? Big city, big boys, big kids, big gals, big sales. Yep, it's boys season. It's time once again for Monsters in the Morning. My name is Maniac Mac, with me as always is...
I nailed 6 squirrels and a skunk riding on the back of my buddy's Harley. It's me, Touchdown Charlie.
Congratulations to you, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you. I was especially proud of the skunk hit.
Dinner is served, I guess.
10 points, they call it.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your family, and I'm happy that you're feeling well and you're feeling excited. You should be excited.
I am.
Yeah, me too. WBI. All right, all you bigness babes out there, we're talking sports. Monsters in the Morning coming at you right now at WVBI.
No nonsense, no BS, just sports talk radio.
And right now, the talk of the town is the Chicago Cubs. Chuck, do you like baseball?
No, I don't.
WVBI. Maniac Mike, Touchdown Charlie. This is Cameron. I sent you over some commercials. I was hoping you guys could play them. Owl's got all the 19s raring to go. So we need to get the word out about these 19s over at Owl. I'm really hoping you could help us out. And that'd be great. I hope you're enjoying that that Astro van I sent over to you guys. I did see on the news there was a hit and run. About an Astro van involved with an ice cream truck or something. It couldn't be you. I mean, what are the odds? But I know how Charlie is after a few over at the old stink pit, you know. So all the best. This is Cameron. Okay, bye-bye.
Come on, that Owl Honda. We have Honda so small we can fit in the palm of your hand. That's right, tiny Honda's only an Owl Honda.
Owl Honda. I wish I was taller.
So the national anthem ends, and it was a beautiful rendition by the organist. I mean, this guy's
tired. Did everyone take a knee?
No, everyone was standing proud.
You're supposed to take a knee.
Some might want to do that. I actually just, you know, during halfway through it,
yeah.
I had to just take a seat. Because my knees.
Because your knees
just
hurt.
Just because of my
right.
knees hurt. Just because of, you know, it was a long climb up the
right.
stairs.
Great.
But I was really, really happy to see that the umpires came together as a unit. And, you know, the lead umpire, the crew chief, they call him, the home plate captain.
Ah.
He calls in all of his warriors.
Oh.
And he puts his arms around all his men. And they sit there and they pray together. For a good game.
You.
A clean game.
Why?
More importantly,
I don't
a fun
have any
game.
More vowels.
Oh, that's what you were doing?
Yeah.
WVBI.
Yeah, this is Big Dad Williams. Just calling Monsters in the Morning. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Love your show. Yeah, come out of hiding. I'm not as elusive as they say I am, but I jump into the fourth dimension every once in a while. Anyway, I love your show, and you keep doing what you're doing. All right? Peace.
Well, it's a very exciting time right now for all you football fans because Matt Nagy is at the helm right now.
Who's Big Bear Williams?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the same thing.
Big Bear Williams, is he in relation to Big Cat?
I mean, I've never heard of the man before, but it seems like, you know,
could be distant cousins.
Big Cat, Big Bear.
Makes sense.
I used to know Chief Big Leaf.
Mm.
When I used to sell jeans on an Indian reservation, this was years ago.
Big League Chew.
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
Not much.
I've been married for 58 glorious years to the beautiful woman I call Blanche. We have a tire swing in the backyard. It's tethered to a branch. My name is Winston. and I make Old Winston's Ranch. Pick some up today. Ranch.
Tired of the sun? Well, here at Uppercut, so were we. So we came up with the meanest, baddest hat around. Woven with 100 micro Kevlar fiber. Forged from homegrown American steel. With an adjustable Teflon buckle in the back, just in case. This ain't your mama's sun hat. It's the Sun Blaster. My Uppercut.
Well, every player wears a number on their jersey.
That's required by the league. You gotta.
That's true. Now, I seen a player, though.
There was a guy, I think it was Nikki Tallahassis.
Mm-hmm.
Tallahagas. You know what I'm talking about.
He wanted
a letter on his back.
Yes, I do remember that. He wanted a backwards R.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Caught a lot of flack for that.
He did. Well, because it's not a
Well, they ran him out of the league, Mike.
It's not a number.
It's not. It's a backwards. You know, it's not even a letter.
I'm up for rogue actions. I'm up for renegades. But at the end of the day, you got to follow the rules by the rules. And a rule book says, in black and white, every player needs to wear a number on their back.
Now, folks, he's not speaking from memory. I'm looking at Mike right now. He's reading from the book.
I have every rule book in front of me for all the major sports. I'm talking soccer. I'm talking baseball, basketball, and
male field hockey. You got a tandem bike riding book?
I do. I have a small copy of it, yeah.
What about cisgender curling?
Where is it? Yeah, I do have it right here. Look at that.
Backgammon for midgets.
Where is that? Yep. There it is right there. I have it floating on a little helium balloon up there.
Okay, do you got pandas riding giraffes?
I do. I have that actually tattooed on my inner thigh.
Okay, flying squirrels that can grab ping pong balls out of the asshole of a rhinoceros?
Flying ping pong balls out of the asshole of a rhinoceros. I do. That's actually in my sock.
Okay, do you have war? The card game, you know, war. I throw an ace, you throw a king, I win.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that one.
Well, I just tricked you because that's not a sport.
Oh, Chuck.
W-B-I.
Hey there, Charlie. It's me, Mo. Listen, I got some news. So, you remember how we were talking the other day about how we ain't seen Sideways Becky around the pit in like, God, I don't know, nine or 10 months? Well, turns out she stopped by the pit, and she dropped off this kid. She basically said that there is a 50% chance that this kid is mine, and that the other 50% chance is that it's either your kid or three or four of the other guys that were there on that particular night about 10 months ago. Now, I've been thinking, and I don't know, call me crazy, but I think Becky's got no business taking care of this kid. And so, maybe you and I could raise him. Now, I never knew my father, and I know you you haven't really had too good a relationship with your family. Anyway, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe this is a sign or something. You know, a sign for me and you to, you know, start flying straight and quit messing around and settle down, you know, and dedicate some time to, you know, something that matters. There you go, kid. Anyway, Charlie, I gotta go. Listen, but, you know, when you stop by the pit before you get here, make sure you bring some diapers and some wipes. There, little guy. Cheer up. Papa Moe's got ya. Oh, dear. Oh, you look just like your father. I mean, your other father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing else you can really do about it. That's just the way it's always been done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not much you can really say about it. I mean,
that's the way that they do it.
It's different. It's strange. It's weird. And it doesn't really make much sense.
Oh,
but that's just the way we've always done it.
Oh, that's the way they've done it forever.
I keep on saying we're losing money. We're losing payroll. We're losing time. But that's just the way they've always done it.
And
it's the way they do it.
Yeah.
It's the way it's always been done.
Yeah. Ooh.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Now, with all this excitement surrounding us, I forgot about one of the most exciting things that happened this past week, and that was...
What's that, Mike?
Well, it was the MLB All-Star Game.
Oh.
It's always a slugfest.
You know, that's...
this year, wow, those balls are sailing out of the old ballpark.
Mike, I raise my hand. I got a bone to pick.
Oh, sure, sure. Go ahead.
The All-Star Game, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's big money, you know, big... It's a big draw.
It's big fun.
I watch a little lesser-known league called the All-Moon Team.
The All-Moon Team?
You've got the All-Star Team, the All-Moon Team.
Okay. Huh, I never heard of this team.
Every team's bottom player is put into a group.
Okay, a grouping of the worst of their caliber.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they play each other.
Okay, and this is televised, or is this...
No, it's not televised. God, no, no.
Is this, are these professional athletes, or are these bottom-of-the-barrel amateur players?
Bottom-of-the-barrel amateur players who can barely afford the uniform on their back.
Well, I applaud
Regulation
them.
Game takes about 9.5 hours.
Mm. Do you go to this? Are you in attendance?
I'm the umpire.
Really?
Mm.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Are you the crew chief?
Huh?
There's no way you could be the crew chief. You don't got the cojones to be the crew chief.
Oh, look at that! Saved by the crew chief. The crew chief. Oh,
yeah, you're
crew
lucky.
Chiefs.
You are lucky.
Bill, how are you?
How's it going there, Bill? Hi, Bill.
Not today, Bill. It's the 100th episode. We need you.
Yeah,
clear.
We're on a tight schedule, yeah. Bill. If you could just.
I'm going to start not giving him slack. You know, I'm starting to...
You know, that might... It. This actually might be on our end. You know, we've never really thought about that.
It could be Aaron. Could it be on... Oh, there he is. Hey,
how's it going,
right,
Bill?
Bill.
Hey, let's get it in! Holy cannoli, eggs, and ravioli! 100 years, you guys! They can't believe you've been in here for 100 years. That's no problem here. You know, I gotta say, 100 years, gosh, that's a long time, because I used to go to the bowling alley by my house, okay? And that was open in 1922. You could go bowling and have a pap for a nickel. And that was almost 100 years ago. So wait, you've been, it's 100 years from the day that you started in the 100... Guys, I think I need to take some more ginkgo biloba, because I'm confused. 100 years, congrats! No problems.
All right.
Way to go,
hey,
Bill. That was...
Bill.
Oh, go. That was...
Chuck.
No, I like... That was great.
That was nice, Bill. Chuck.
Hey.
We'll be right back after the word for these spots.
Just fucking listen to the goddamn commercial.
World News got you down?
Crystals.
Trying to beat the heat?
Crystals.
Multiple genitalia?
Crystals.
Well, come on into...
Crystals. Crystals.
Where we have plenty of...
Crystals.
For all your...
Crystals.
Needs. Goodbye.
I didn't go to college because I didn't need to go to college.
Are you sure you just weren't accepted into college?
I got my education on the streets.
Okay, a lot of good that, I guess a lot of good it did do you, because you actually somehow landed a job.
And now I live on the streets, so.
But you're making some sort of income. You just choose to live on the streets. You've made that choice. Right? In a way, you continue to make the same decisions, which are poor, and this continuing cycle of shit, pardon my French, continues on and on for good old TDC.
Mm.
Am I not wrong?
Mm.
I mean, I'm sorry if I... Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Saved by that old cat.
It's time for What's a Cat For?
Where's Big Cat?
All right, Chuck, what do you got there?
Okie dokie, Smokey. We've got one here from Chief Big Leaf from Big Buck Biggleshoots.
Biggleshoots.
Oh, Biggleshoots.
Yeah, right outside of Massachusetts.
Got it. So it's a fictitious state. Great.
Yeah. Well, I think it might actually be a reservation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which I think might be considered states.
Yeah, do you want to read it, Mike, or should I?
No, I'm just trying to clarify.
Great. Okay.
You were confused and I was trying to clarify you.
Thank you.
No problem. Go ahead.
So what it says here, it says Big Leaf plus Big Cat equals Big Fun.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, wait, there's a postscript here. P.S. I'm currently lost at sea. please send a big boat to save us, big boys, so we can roam back home to Big Buck. I don't know what to take from any of that, Mike.
Well, how did they get the postage here if they're lost at sea? Was it a message in a bottle?
And again, if it's an urgent message, why is the lost at sea the postscript? That should be the main message.
That's true.
Instead, they saved that to the bottom. I almost missed it. I almost didn't
read it. So he was more inclined to tell us how much him and Big Cat are having a lot of big fun.
Yeah, are they on the boat? Is Big Cat on the boat?
They must be on the boat together because they're asking for they're lost at sea together. So that means that either maybe they're clinging to a piece of what once was a raft or some sort of flotation device, and they're looking for a large boat to save them, big boys, and bring them back home to their big buck.
Great,
that's fun.
You got one?
Yeah, I do. All right, this one comes from Lanny Chins from Palacasaway, New Mexico.
Ooh, Palacasaway.
Yeah, that's a beautiful town.
Famous for their dandelions.
Yeah, their dandelion festival, it coincides with their cover wagon festival.
Wow, you really follow those covered wagon festivals, don't you?
It's something I like to do in the summertime and as well as the early autumn.
Where does Palacasaway's stand in your...
They're not up there. They're not up there, but they're definitely... they've been making a lot of strides lately in the past few years.
So great.
It's been exciting to see their growth. Anyway, Lanny writes, if I get the hiccups, what I like to do is drink a tall glass of black cherry iced tea, take a long nap, scrub myself clean with bleach, go to church, beg for forgiveness, and then go for a boat ride. Black cherry iced tea is how I refer to Big Cat to my wife.
Oh, I see.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
Mm-mm.
When he goes to meet with Big Cat, he says, I'm going to have some black cherry iced tea.
Oh.
That's them getting together.
What's so wrong about them getting together?
Don't be naive, Mike.
Oh, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with just two pals.
Mike, I've got one here from Dan Poole from Burning Back, Idaho.
Ooh, Burning Back.
Now, I'm not familiar. Have you been there?
No, I've been hearing a lot about them.
Great. Dan writes, I caught myself doing it again. You know, playing with Big Cat. Papa says I'm dirty to do it. But Papa just doesn't get it. Big Cat and me are pals. And so what if he and me get dirty in the mud? We like rolling in the mud. Papa, please, let me and Big Cat play in the mud patch out back. Please. I promise he won't dirty the parlor again. We won't. Papa? Papa? Papa, no! And that's it. That's all he's got.
Huh. Well, I guess, you know, they probably tracked mud all over the parlor.
I don't think his father likes him playing with Big Cat.
I don't think so either.
Mm.
You know, some people just have strict rules.
Rules are rules, and sometimes they're meant to be broken.
Sorry about that, Dan.
Sorry.
All right, this one comes from Hoyt Muck from Chicken Soup, Nebraska.
Mm.
Love me some chicken soup.
I don't.
It's if it's made right, it's actually quite a delicacy.
I guess if you get the broth right.
True. Hoyt writes, surgery went well. They say I'll make a full recovery. While I was under, though, I couldn't help but feel like someone was at my house, ordering movies on my DirecTV account. Was it Big Cat? No, couldn't be. He promised to pick me up my mail. He wouldn't violate that trust. Then again, there was that time he had sex with my wife and made me watch. So, who knows?
I think he answered his own question there.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, fool you once, shame on you. Fool you twice, shame on you again, I guess. Right? Isn't that how it goes?
Hoyt has no one else in his life to grab his mail?
Yeah, you would think that maybe some sort of family or maybe even his wife's family.
I mean, the guy...
Sister-in-law, perhaps.
He had sex with your wife and then you're going to ask him to grab your mail?
Yeah. I mean, he... Maybe they're trying to patch things up, you know? Maybe trying to rekindle a friendship that might have... You know,
we only know what they write to us, folks.
That's true. Okay. Well, Hoyt, we're going to be pulling for you out here.
And keep us posted.
Yeah, please. All right, I think we're going to close up the old mailbag on Big Cat.
Close it up, Mike.
Yeah.
WBBI.
I'm talking about construction. Talking about 10-hour OSHA cars. Air-resistant gloves, earplugs, construction. I'm talking about 30-hour OSHA card. High-vis. Safety flags, construction.
All right, and we are back, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, big news out of Hawk City, USA. I'm talking about the Blackhawks making big moves. The biggest
Mike, did I
of
tell
which...
you about my new college cooler boy that I got?
What's that, a college cool boy?
Yeah. It's like a mini fridge.
I thought you never went to college. You were just
I never did. I told you I went to school on the streets.
But you feel like you deserve a college cool boy cooler?
They call it a college cool boy cooler. It's a mini fridge.
Uh-huh.
You put your beers or your yogurt or whatever.
Yeah, of course. Eggs,
Jello.
Uh-huh. Margarine,
milk.
I guess you would
cream,
keep.
Butter.
Yeah, margarine.
It doesn't hold up in the college cool boy.
Oh, well, good for you. I'm happy that you got your brand new college cool boy, that you're using it and utilizing it to keep things cool and crisp.
Thank you. Anybody who would like to buy a college cool boy can go ahead on www.collegecoolboy.com, mention my name, Touchdown Charlie, and get a 5% discount.
Whoa, you're honking college coolies now?
Yeah, I get a slice of the pie.
Who says that you could just college up the radio station with all your cool boys?
I don't gotta ask permission if I wanna.
Well, if you're trying to honk college cool boys on the program, I think that in order to be honking,
I'm not trying to honk anything. This is a product that I know and love and trust, and I.
It's the big boys in the big city.
If you need a big boy, call a big boy. He'll bring a big boy with him, and we'll get big boys to go get you a big boy.
If you want a big boy, just wish for a big boy, and you got one.
If you want a big boy, call a big boy. Be a big boy.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. I guess the big boys are back in town.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, maybe that could be some potential customers to purchase some of these college cool boy coolers that you've been honking on the radio without my permission.
Over my dead body.
Hi. Is this the Monsters in the Morning line? This is Christine from Chicago, Illinois. And I love your show. And did I mention that I'm a huge Chicago sports fan? I love the Bears, I love the Sox, I love the Cubs, I love the Blackhawks, I love Chicago Fire. You guys don't talk about Chicago Fire enough. But anyways, did I mention that my best friend's dad used to play for the Bears? His name's Dennis Lake, and he's pretty cool. And I can get you an autographed picture if you like. But anyways, just wanted to say, love you, love your show.
Well, as I was trying to say before, I was abruptly interrupted by you and your blatant use of the radio to try to solicit sales for your new college
cool boy
coolers.
This is a free speech radio. I enjoy the college cool boy cooler, and I encourage anyone who trusts my judgment to go buy one themselves.
Well, good luck in getting sales.
Uh-huh.
With you as spokesman. Anyway, sad news out of Hawk Nation, ladies and gentlemen. Marian Hossa, this guy helped our fair Blackhawks to...
Mario plenty. Jose, who's that?
No, Marian Hossa.
Go on.
Heck of a hockey player, heck of a guy. Stanley Cup champion with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, he's fallen on hard times. He got injured. And the thing was that the Hawks had this big ballooning contract, this burden that's been carrying.
Oh, sing me a sad song, Mike.
Trudging along on their back, and the thing is that this is keeping them above the cap. All right, they get rid of this.
Why are you defending this guy?
I'm not defending him. I'm saying that it was sad to see that he couldn't end his career in this fair city, a city that he loved, a city that he helped win championships with. I mean, we Kane, we Shaw, we Crawford. I mean, without Hossa, we don't do any of those things, okay? We don't get the cup, all right? We don't have the cup to have. We don't get it.
Marian Hossa's no saint. He never was. There's a lot you don't hear in mainstream media. There's a lot that I know that you don't. when he does his laundry, no fabric softener. None.
He's actually at least 4 foot tall. And he has a wooden leg. His favorite color is fuchsia. He wears black socks. He's from Czech, but has a British accent and no sense of smell. He's only been to Wisconsin once in his life. And he's sick.
So I open up the mail and I have this letter from the Divvy Company. You know, the bicycle sharing conglomerate of...
Obviously, so this is a wrong... This is a wrong letter, because there's no way that had anything to do with you.
Well, no, I've never ridden their bicycles before.
Nor did I think that you did.
I've never... Yeah, I never have. I never wanted to. I've never really been in the vicinity to actually
access... So immediately you realize that there's a mistake.
I'm thinking that there's a mistake, but anyway, I open it up, and they say, you know, hello, Michael. We just wanted to say, you know... we apologize, but these bikes aren't ever going to be able to be accessed by you and your credit card.
I guess I have no skin off your hide.
I guess I have a footprint or some sort of some sort of recognizing.
Mike, let me ask you: how do you open your letters? Do you have a letter opener?
Yeah, I have a gorgeous letter opener that June gave me. Yeah, it has a tiny globe at the base of it.
Really?
Gorgeous. Yeah. Wow. It's a globe that actually makes it stand up. So it's a flat globe.
Mmm.
Buttoned on it, you know.
Okay.
Flat bottom. Then you got the letter opener protruding from the top.
Wow.
Spiraling out into this lotus leaf. It's gorgeous.
So very ornate.
It is. It really is. It stays on my, it stays in the den. But I'm guessing that Divvy must have a database of everyone's weight, and I guess if you weigh a certain amount, they're just kind of automatically just kind of barring you off of these.
Oh, so they caught wind of how much you weigh,
uh-huh.
And they said, not for you.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I actually really did appreciate the letter, because it would have been really embarrassing if, for instance, hypothetically, me and June are, you know, moseying around downtown, which we tend to do, you know, we do tend to mosey around downtown, but say I was like, hey, June, it's a nice day, let's go take a bike ride along the lake, something, again, we don't do, and then if I try to access the Divvy bike, and then, like, the red light goes off, and it says, you're not allowed on here, and then I inquire, and they say, you're on you've been flagged, so they're letting us all know, us flagged individuals, us, I guess. You know, those who probably are overweight, or maybe there's some sort of reason, you know, other than that they can't be riding or acting.
Mike, I don't want you to feel too bad. I got the same letter for a very different reason.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
They're afraid I'm going to sell it for a tarantula paralytic.
Oh, I could see that. Mm.
What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got in that gym bag? What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got in that gym bag? All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right, let me see. Let me open this old bag.
Was it jammed
up? It's a little stuck. Yeah, there's some syrup on there. All right. Ooh, see, I think you would appreciate this. This is actually an invisible globe.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just clear, a clear plastic sphere.
All I see is, it looks like a plastic ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously empty. It's hollow. And what you do with this is that you let your mind create the globe in front of you.
Yeah.
So it's a great mindfulness activity. You hold the globe in your hand. You visualize it.
Can I do that with can I do that with a baseball or a racquetball?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. You can do that. Yeah. Well, this is marketed as the invisible globe. $29.99. I got it at the Globe Convention. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And this is a low end one. This is a low end one.
Yeah.
They have ones that are about that probably about the size of about 32 inches in diameter. Yeah. They're that large. Yeah.
Well, whoop de woo.
Yeah, I know. That's some people want those, I guess. Mm. I actually got the Sunblaster Visor Edition.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now that's they're not even marketing that yet.
They aren't. Again, special ordered. Yeah, I'm a visor guy. I've always been a visor guy.
I know.
This is great for the garden. It's really great for the garden. Just great for summer walks and
how is it on battling the sun?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. You know, I have a full head of hair, so I mean, I got no worries for getting sunburned on the old top of the noggin.
What does that run, Mike?
That's about $49.99. Yeah.
Sounds like it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, it has the detachable clip on the back. I could actually change the clips if I want to.
To accessorize
the clip in the back. Yeah, it's nice. It's very nice. It's a very nice added feature, which I was actually very happy
about. Fashion. And functionality.
Yeah, I mean, you could actually read my review. I wrote a review for it, and they have it published on the...
I'd love to. Send it to my link.
Sure. And I have a Marian Hossa peg leg replica when they were giving them out at the UC.
Now, that's got to be rare.
It is rare. It was given to the first 20,000 fans during that game, but I keep it as a good luck charm. I think it's nice, and you know, since he's been traded along with his contract to Phoenix, I think this would be a nice time to kind of take it out, look at it, reflect on it, and you know, just dream. You know, just keep the dreams alive.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. What do you got in your old bag of yours?
Okay. Well, first I got to open it, and this one's a little tricky.
Okay.
You need to play a certain tune to open open my gym bag. So let me see if I've got it right here.
Okay.
Up there it is. That's it.
That's just one note
on the first try.
Look at that. It just opens up by itself like that.
You see that?
Wow, that's like some ancient Egyptian.
No, it's actually from Asia.
Okay. Okay. Gorgeous bag, though.
Thank you. Very, again, ornate.
It is. It really is. I mean, I wouldn't even really be letting that out of my house, but that's just me. But
you go ahead and go inside that old gym bag of yours.
You do. Oh.
First, oh, God, you're going to love this.
Okay.
It's, we were talking about this earlier. It's a Big Bear Williams card.
Oh, Big Bear Williams.
He was a 16-inch softball player.
That's what he was.
Yes. No relation to Big Cat.
Did he play for the Rogues?
He did. He played for the Rogues. They had that light blue windbreaker.
Okay.
You know, that was their thing.
I remember that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's his rookie card there.
You're lucky. I would hold on to that.
I'm sitting pretty.
Keep that pretty safe, bub.
Then I've got... Check this out. I've got a voucher here for a buy one, get one free college cool boy cooler.
Oh, God.
So anyone who is interested in buying one, they can get one for free. Just come on and hit me up at my website at www.collegecoolboycoolers.com.
Okay. Man, you're giving away one. You're buy one, get one free.
It's buy one, get one free.
Okay. Huh. It's a shame I don't need one.
It's not for you.
Oh, okay.
And then this can't be mine. This has got to be yours or a mistake here. I've got a C note here. I've got a $100 bill here.
Really?
Look at that.
Let me see that.
Is that yours? It's not mine.
Oh, you know what? That's counterfeit.
Is it?
That's a counterfeit bill, yeah. Maybe I should just take that off of you and I could I actually could report that to the authorities. Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing we should do.
Well, hey, $100 for 100 episodes, huh, Mike?
Hey, that links it all together.
Let's lock up these gym bags.
Yeah, let's close them on up.
I've got to play a note to close
it. Oh, yeah. And I just zip mine up.
Oh, you just zip it. Okay. cool.
What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got in that Jim bag?
All right, big city, your city, my city, our city. That's going to be a wrap of things up here at Monsters in the Morning. My name is Mr. Maniac Mike. With me as always is...
My deodorant budget? Never spent more than a buck. It's me, Touchdown Chuck.
Oh, it's been fun, Chuck.
It has.
It really has. This is where I say goodbye to you.
This is it, I think.
Yeah, this is it, I think.
Yeah. I think we were only on contract for 100
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, 100, that was going to be it. Mm-hmm. So it's over.
No, we can re-up.
Yeah, I guess we could. Yeah, we could.
You don't want to.
It's a lot to think about. I mean, that's something I had to talk with June about.
It's funny because if I'm looking at this contract, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason,
sure.
It's actually up to me if we re-up or not. You're contractually obligated.
To you?
No, not to me, but to the
decision
to the network. If I green
based
it,
based on your decision,
based on my decision, you're obligated to the network for another 100 if I green light it.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you were gonna do it anyway, so I never brought it up.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's been something that I have to think about this. This is something that I have to think about. It's something I have to discuss with Junebug.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, it's really out of your hands.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I guess I'm kind of in a pinch here.
Well, if I gotta drag your kicking and screaming, I will.
Really, you'd do that?
I would.
You would sit through these episodes with me, knowing farewell that I don't want to be here.
I've done it for 100. What's 100 more?
I guess you got a point there.
Mm.
What if I started showing up nude?